Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Wit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey?
I got everything. All of Jewel's luggage. It's on the bus, and we're just about to pull out.
Well, that's good.
So now she can stop borrowing all my clothes. Or, knowing her, not.
The life of an older sister.
Right. I know I was irresponsible once or twice when I was a teenager, but I never would have forgotten all of my luggage at a bus station on my way to Odyssey, or neglected to tell anyone about it for weeks.
It's just an overnight trip to Chicago, Connie. Consider it a little vacation.
Uh-huh. Oh, don't forget to pick up Jules for school, okay?
I'm getting in the car right now. I'll get her there on time.
Okay, thanks, Whit. I'm really grateful for your help, and I'm sorry for imposing on you like this.
Oh, nonsense. I'm more than willing to watch over Jules until you get back, and I'm happy that she's in Odyssey.
That's all bus 737. Let's call the bus 737.
That's my bus. Listen, make sure Jules does her homework, especially history. She failed a test last week.
I will. We'll see you when you get back this evening. Bye.
Okay, bye. Hold that door!
Congratulations.
Ugh, looks pretty full.
You'll need to stay behind the white line and find a seat, miss.
Oh, right, yeah, sorry.
Okay, bye.
Oh, excuse me, I think this is the only open seat.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me move my things here.
Oh, thank you.
Whew. I saw you out there talking on the phone. I wasn't sure you were going to make it aboard in time.
Yeah, last-minute instructions for the person taking care of my younger sister while I'm gone. Oh, I'm Connie Kendall.
I'm Wilson Knox. Pleased to meet you.
Oh, you too.
So, where are you headed?
Home. A little town you probably never heard of called Odyssey.
Well, as a matter of fact, Odyssey is where I'm headed as well.
Really?
Really. I'm going there to start a new job.
Oh, what new job?
A shepherd of sorts. I'm the new pastor of Odyssey Community Church.
Ooh, Odyssey Community Church is where I go. I knew Pastor Alden left, but hadn't heard that they found another pastor already.
It happened pretty quickly. I came to preach a few weeks ago, and the congregation voted that night. I was offered the job the next day.
Oh, that's why I didn't know anything about it.
Oh?
Well, I haven't been to church for the past couple of weeks.
Why not?
Just because I don't really have a good reason why not. I'm sorry.
You don't have to apologize. At least not to me.
Yeah. Well, I'll apologize to God, too.
Am I making you nervous?
Just a little bit.
Then we're both in the same boat.
I'm making you nervous?
No. Me, pastoring a church. It's my first one.
Really?
Have you ever read The Innocents Abroad by Mark Twain?
No. But I've heard of it.
A fun book. Twain's humorous and sometimes serious observations about a group of Americans traveling around Europe and the Holy Land, having all sorts of experiences. I first read it around the same time I finished seminary. I felt God's calling to the ministry, but not to pastor a church. I felt He was calling me to do a Twain.
Oh, you mean travel abroad?
And here in the States, too. A missionary at large. I'd help plant churches and spread the gospel wherever and whenever I had the opportunity. A wealthy and generous sponsor financed my travels. I've been doing a Twain ever since, up until about 2 weeks ago, that is.
Oh, that sounds amazing. I can't wait to hear you preach.
My first sermon will be about attendance.
Oh, I'll be there. Excuse me. Jules, are you at school?
Well, hi to you, too.
Hi! Has Whit come to pick you up yet?
Yeah, he's waiting for me on the front porch. I want to know if I can wear your red sweater.
No.
Come on, Connie. It goes really well with my shoes.
No, I told you. You can wear any of my other sweaters, but not that one. It's new.
Hey, yeah, I'll break it in for you. Please?
No.
Jules, we better get going or you'll be late.
You heard him, Jules. Get going.
Fine.
You wait. When I see her later today, she'll be wearing my red sweater. Jules just can't seem to understand the trouble she causes. She left home. She had problems with the law and with school. I don't know. Sometimes I just want to throttle her.
So she's not a Christian?
No. I don't see her becoming one anytime soon.
You never can tell. Remember the prodigal son. Even though he went his own way for a time, he eventually repented and returned.
Yeah.
There's another character in the parable that I think applies to your situation, too.
The father?
No.
The leeching friends?
No.
Well, the only one left is the older brother. You think Jules is like the older brother?
No, not Jules.
Me? You think I'm like the older brother? But he's all grumbly and complainy. I'm being grumbly and complainy?
A little bit.
Oh, I didn't think I was that bad.
Connie, we've all been like the older brother at one time or another. In fact, I can remember my own older brother moment when I was in middle school.
Really? What happened?
Well, I was what is now referred to as a buzzkill. I was the kid everyone loved to hate. I was the one who wanted to make sure everyone followed the rules, and I tattled on them if they didn't. As a result, I was routinely in Principal Farley's office ratting on the kids who stepped out of line. And my two main rattees were a couple of fellas I'll call Ave and Al.
Hold it! Quiet!
Thank you. I take it this is about the science club again.
Yes, sir.
You know, you three are the only ones in the science club. Why can't you all just get along?
Because Wilson is a monumental toady, that's why.
Ave, keep it civil. No name calling.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Wilson, what's the problem this time?
Sir, they keep leaving me out of their experiments.
Al, is that true?
Well, sort of, sir.
What does sort of mean?
We tried to include him in our experiments at first, but he didn't want to do any of them. He just whined and complained and said he was going to tell on us.
That's because those experiments weren't approved by the school.
We never had to get them approved until you showed up. We didn't even know they were supposed to be approved by the school.
Well, they are if you're using school supplies and equipment.
Which you were. Besides, those experiments were dangerous.
They weren't that dangerous.
But they were somewhat dangerous?
Well, yeah, I guess. But sometimes science has to be dangerous, sir. That's the only way it can advance.
Ave, I've given you a lot of leeway with the science club, but I can't sanction you doing dangerous experiments, or even somewhat dangerous ones, especially if you're using school equipment and materials. So, from now on, your experiments must be approved ahead of time.
But, sir...
And I want you three to figure out a way to get along. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Actually, I have a way we can start doing that right now, sir.
No? How?
The Young Scientist competition at the university is coming up. I propose that we all work together on a project that we will enter into the competition on behalf of the school.
What?
Well, that's an excellent idea.
There's a $250 prize for first place, which, if we win, we would naturally donate to the school to keep funding the science club.
Wait a minute.
Is there a problem, Ave?
Yeah. I don't want to give the money to the school.
It's only fair since we're representing the school.
Except we're the ones doing all the work.
But you'll be using the school's equipment, which needs to be paid for. How about a compromise? If you win, we'll split the money between you three and the school.
No,
That would be fine, sir.
What?
It will be fine.
Ave?
Okay.
And Wilson?
If everyone else agrees, who am I to stand in the way?
You're Wilson Knox. It's what you do.
That's enough. You're all dismissed.
Thank you, sir. And don't worry. I'll make sure everyone does as you say.
I'm sure you will.
So I hope we've all learned our lesson and can move forward together.
Me too, Wilson.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
Good, because I have an experiment for our project for the competition, and it's already approved.
Oh, good grief. It's a baking soda volcano, isn't it?
How'd you know?
Because it's just about the level of scientific sophistication I'd expect from you. Besides, it's the experiment you've been wanting us to do ever since you joined the science club.
Well, it's a good one.
It's a kid's experiment.
We're kids.
It's boring.
Science is boring.
Why can't you just once in your life be adventurous?
Why can't you just once in your life go along with someone else's idea?
Okay, stop. Arguing isn't going to solve anything. Look, Ave, he's already got the experiment approved.
But a baking soda volcano? I did that in elementary school.
Then it should be really easy for us to make. It won't take up a lot of your time.
Right. Right. Okay, fine. A baking soda volcano it is.
Great! All the stuff we need to make the lava is in the science lab, and we can make the volcano out of papier-mâché in art class.
Oh, goody. How original.
Ave?
I mean, that's a great idea, Wilson. And I can bring in the design for the one I made in elementary school to get us started.
Thank you, Ave. That would be very helpful.
So, did he cooperate?
Actually, he did. He even made suggestions on how the concept could be improved.
Well, that was good then.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? Ave had never been so cooperative before. That raised my first red flag. Then, when he started spending less and less time working on our project, I became really suspicious. So I decided to do a little snooping. I knew the location of his and Al's favorite haunt, the castle.
The castle?
That's what they called it. It was really a glorified treehouse. Anyway, one day after school, I saw them climb up in it, and I sneaked up on them.
Maybe you shouldn't do this. It's too late now. I'm almost done. My experiment will help revolutionize how law enforcement solves murders.
So you said, but how?
Chemistry. See, I read about a scientist in Germany who synthesized this chemical called luminol. When you mix it with other chemicals and add a catalyst, it glows blue.
Neat! What's a catalyst?
A substance that increases the rate of a chemical reaction without itself undergoing any permanent chemical change.
Oh, but how will that help solve murders?
One of the best catalysts to make luminol glow is iron.
Still not getting it.
Iron is in hemoglobin.
Hemoglobin?
Why are you even in the science club?
Because you wanted to use the school's science lab, and you couldn't start a club with just one person. Remember?
Right. Anyway, hemoglobin is the protein in our blood that makes it red.
So hemoglobin is blood? Gross.
Don't get sidetracked. This is where my experiment comes in. It's really great. Say you murdered someone.
I would never do that.
I know, we're just pretending. After you did it, what's the first thing you do?
Throw up?
No! You'd want to get rid of the evidence. The body and the blood.
Then I'd throw up.
The point is, you'd clean everything up so the police couldn't find any evidence. But my experiment postulates that even after you clean, trace amounts of hemoglobin are left behind. You can't see them under normal light, but if you spray the luminol mixture on them and then turn out the lights...
The luminol will make the iron in the hemoglobin glow blue!
Thus giving the police the evidence they need to help solve the crime.
That's great. Still gross, but great.
I'm almost done synthesizing a batch for the competition. You just have to keep Willy Boy busy on the volcano in art class and out of the lab for a couple of hours tomorrow afternoon. Then, once he's gone, come to the lab and I'll show you how luminol works. What's the matter?
It's just that... You know when Wilson sees you've entered a separate experiment in the competition, he's gonna run straight to the principal. You'll get in trouble for not getting your experiment approved.
Maybe. Okay, probably. But hey, winning that $250 first prize will make it all worthwhile.
I'd heard all I needed to hear. I sneaked away from the castle, and the next afternoon, Ave had an unwelcome surprise walk through the lab door.
You're early. I...
Oh.
Actually, I'd say we're right on time. Right, Principal Farley?
Don't be so dramatic, Wilson. Ave, my office. Now.
So you caught Ave red-handed, eh? Or did the luminol make his hands blue?
No, still very red-handed. And he didn't even try to deny it. He admitted everything I'd heard him say the previous day at the castle. He was finally gonna get the punishment he deserved. Or at least, that's what I thought.
This is very disappointing, Ave. I thought I made myself clear. Did I not make myself clear?
You did, sir.
Then why would you do this?
I wanted to win the competition.
See, Principal Farley? He thinks he's above the rules. He's always thought that.
Ave, tell me this is about more than just getting credit.
It is, sir. It's about the money, too.
I see. And what about Al? Was he in on this?
No, sir. Al had nothing to do with it.
That's not true! He knew all about it. I heard you tell him to keep me busy in the art class.
Somebody needed to make sure you didn't eat the papier-mâché paste.
All right, that's enough. Ave, seems you've left me with no choice. As of this moment, you are...
Wait! It was me! Ave did it for me!
Al!
No! I am not going to let you take the blame all by yourself. Not when the whole reason you did it was to help my family.
What do you mean? How would Ave's experiment help your family?
My mother works in a warehouse. She has to do a lot of standing, but she has a problem with her feet and can only work for a few hours before the pain gets to be too much for her.
It's all right. Take your time, Al.
There's a procedure that can correct the problem, but since my dad is gone, we're too poor to afford it. Ave was always planning to enter an experiment in the competition, sir, and if he won... He was going to give me the money. For my mom.
Oh, come on!
Quiet, Wilson. Ave, is this true?
Yes, sir. I knew if I was going to win, I'd have to enter something really special. And to do that, I needed to use the school's equipment and supplies. But then you made that rule about getting approval on dangerous experiments. And since this one was a little dangerous, I didn't think it would be approved. So I did it in secret. I'm sorry for disobeying you, sir.
Why didn't you come to me about this?
I asked him not to, sir. I didn't want anyone to know about my family. I was ashamed. So you see, if you're going to expel Ave, you need to expel me, too.
He's right, sir. They should both be expelled.
Maybe. But not today, and not for this.
What?
Oh, there will be consequences. You did break the rules, but those rules may have been made without regard to special circumstances, and I understand why you broke them.
But, sir!
This experiment of yours, Ave, does it work?
Yes, sir. Really well, too.
It'll help revolutionize how law enforcement solves murders.
Really? Huh. Then you'd better show it to me. I should know all the experiments representing our school.
But the volcano is representing our school.
Well, I think under the circumstances, we can have more than one entry into the competition, Wilson.
I knew it! I knew this would happen! They break the rules and disobey you, and instead of getting punished, they get rewarded! These guys get away with everything!
I could go on, but you get the idea.
That was really kind of the principal, to let things slide, given the circumstances.
Well, that's not how I looked at it. Ave and Al were so infuriating, so... irresponsible. And even though Al came from a hurting family and Ave was trying to help him, I just wanted to throttle them.
That sounds familiar.
It took me a long time to realize that being right isn't always the same thing as being loving.
Yeah.
You see, Connie, when people face situations like I did with Ave and Al and like you are with Jules, we love to pray, Lord, change them. When what we really should be praying is, Lord, change me. It's all part of learning to see people through God's eyes.
You know what I think?
What's that?
I think Odyssey Community Church is getting a great pastor.
Well, thank you for that vote of confidence.
So did Abe win the contest? Was he able to help Al's mom?
Yes, on both counts.
Cool.
Pulling into Odyssey, folks. All stop for Odyssey.
Connie!
Oh, Jules, hi! Where's Whit?
He's parking the car.
Nice sweater.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I know you said not to wear it, but it was the only one that matched my shoes and...
Wait, come here.
What are you doing?
It's called a hug, and it's okay about the sweater. It looks good on you.
Really?
Really.
I'm glad you're back. And thanks for getting my luggage.
Hey, that's what older sisters are for. Here's the claim ticket. Why don't you go get it?
Okay.
Connie!
Oh, hi, Whit!
Oh, good trip.
Yeah, it actually was. Guess who I met on the bus?
The new pastor of Odyssey Community Church?
How'd you know?
Because he knows everything. He always has, haven't you, Abe?
Hello, Willie.
Wait, you're Abe?
Yep, short for Avery.
So if you're Abe, then Al is...
Short for Alan. Jack Allen. We all grew up together.
What? Wait, did you set up this whole thing with...
Well, if by setup you mean, did I tell Wilson about the Odyssey Community Church opening? Well, then, yes.
And if by set up, I mean, did you tell him about Jules and me?
Then, also yes.
But why would you call him Abe instead of John Avery or Whit?
He had several nicknames in those days. Remember what Charlie used to call you?
Yes, and if you tell another living soul, I'll change churches.
Charlie? Who's Charlie?
My sister, short for Charlotte. Wilson married her.
Well, that means that he's...
Connie Kendall, you've already met our new pastor. Now I'd like you to meet Wilson Knox, my brother-in-law.
Pleased to meet you, Connie.
Wow, you too. So... Whit, you called Wilson a monumental toady?
Oh, no. I never used a phrase like that.
I remember it distinctly.
Well, I don't want to accuse my new pastor of making up tales, but I think your memory is getting thin.
You were a bit of a bully in those days, you know.
Me? Never. I was a paragon of virtue.
So revisionist history, eh?
Hold on a second. I have something to say.
What's that?
Welcome to Odyssey, Pastor Knox.
You know, the story of young Whit, Jack, and Wilson brings to mind a story from the Bible. God sent the prophet Jonah to preach to the city of Nineveh. Jonah relayed God's message that the city was going to be destroyed because of the wickedness of the people. But after the people turned from their evil ways, Jonah wasn't happy that God spared the city. Instead, he was upset that God didn't punish them. I'm sure you can think of a time when a friend or a sibling was doing something you didn't like and you really wanted to see them punished. But God tells us to demonstrate compassion, to love our friends, our siblings, and yes, even our enemies. Just like God shows great compassion and mercy to us. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. No Friend Like an Old Friend was written and directed by Phil Lawler, with sound design by Jonathan Crow and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Katie Lee, Andre Stoika, Shona Kennedy, Aiden Schwartz, Cole Sand, Noah Rosenthal, and Gregory Jabara. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.